Nope, I didn't plan that, so I'm not going there. It's not on my calendar. How often have you felt that? I feel it all the time. I have my box of to-dos all in line like little ducks. So please, everyone, just cooperate with me and my calendar, okay? You know, Tony Robbins said that we design our lives avoiding those things that we deem most painful. That would be me. That's what's in my box. Plans and action steps that are easy and doable. No, sir. No hard stuff on my calendar. But get this. Faith is for the hard things, for the things I cannot see or even envision. Faith calls me to act and move toward those things that are uncomfortable. Faith presses me to pursue those things that are not in my box, that are not part of my plan. Yes, faith is for those things that seem out of reach. Hey, the unknown is painful. That's why we're so addicted to the familiar. Come here a second. I want you to sit with me on this one. Your life is one big empty canvas ready for you to paint. What have you been painting? You have all the crayons, brushes, and bling blings you need. And don't you think for a second you don't. You are tall enough, smart enough, good enough, resourceful enough, and there's nothing wrong with your DNA. Unless, of course, you say there is. You have it all. You see, God installed those tools in you at birth. You are far, far more capable than you think you are. And you're called to be uncomfortable. Nah, I'm not talking about the bad discomforts. No, no. You're called to feel awkward in that land of the unfamiliar. Trust me, I know. I know how uncomfortable the unfamiliar is. It's downright scary to put yourself out there to the vicious world. Think beyond your emotions, my friend. Move beyond your scheduled to-dos. Have the guts to live in faith. Leap beyond what you know, because what you know requires zero faith. What is God calling you to do? You know what it is. You feel it in your bones. You do. We all do. God has something greater in store for you, much greater. And those great things require from you a first step, a tiny step, but a step. Here's the good news. Your Maker has an entire bucket of answers and connections and favors and abundance just waiting for you to make that call or place that order or proclaim your resolve, just waiting for you to move. I once wondered why God didn't move. My life is a game of checkers when it's always my move. Now, go get uncomfortable. Trust me, you'll love the reward. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement for my family to yours.